Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
How are you doing today, Kelly?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jess?
I'm good. I'm still working out with Future. I think today I felt run down and beat up, maybe from travel with Napa.
Dude, I hear you. I hear you.
How are you sustaining your intense workouts?
I did not work out on Sunday. So I gave myself a break on one day, which I think that's the first day I haven't worked out in weeks.
Yeah.
But so I had my college girlfriends in town this weekend, which is why I didn't get a chance to go to Napa. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends wanted everybody to go to this one yoga workout. It was not a yoga workout. It was like something else.
You know, when like
wasn't relaxing.
You think yoga is mind body, and some people think yoga is like an intense
power, military calisthenics.
Yeah. I don't like that yoga.
I didn't either, but I knew going in, it was called Yoga Sculpt. I figured it was going to be something a little crazy. I didn't really go because it was going to be something crazy.
Yeah.
And not that I didn't want to have a crazy workout. It was just like, I knew we were going to be up late. I knew I wasn't going to be eating the best or whatever. But anyway, so some of us went on Saturday morning to this workout. Jess, it was 95 degrees in the room. It was not hot yoga. It was, Jesse, imagine
floor
to floor, wall to wall, yoga mats 3 inches apart.
No.
Jam packed with people, sweaty people.
No.
I was trying to like be in my happy place. It was a really great workout, but it's not, I felt fine. It wasn't like an impossible workout, but it's one of those where you realize that everybody has their different interest in workouts. And also I think it changes. It ebbs and flows what you like and what you don't like. You know what? I was glad we did it. It is fun to do a workout with my girlfriends. What was funny is you start the yoga class and what's your intention? You know, and I was thinking myself, oh, I'm with my girlfriends. This is so wonderful that we're, and then at the end, I was like, within a minute, it was like, jumping jacks and this and then and that. It was like
jumping.
It was like a Jane Fonda workout at like 1.5 speed.
No.
So
okay, who found the class? It was indoor. What type of gym?
Well, my girlfriend Anne does core power yoga, which a lot of people do. It's a really great. I don't know if you guys have those in Vegas. It's like a chain.
Is that the name of the studio? Core power yoga.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place here called True Fusion, and it got to the point where all of their rooms were heated. And like, I know for Bikram yoga, it's like 100 or 104. Mm-hmm. And all of these were like 80s, 90s, and like same thing. And also I think the whole gym smells gross and sweaty then, and it was packed. And I had to be very careful. If I do an inversion, you know, out of breath or sweaty, I get dizzy. Do you get dizzy? You know what I'm saying?
When
you do a dog and you like, I will get.
No, I don't get
dizzy if I'm like, if my heart rate's up. No, I don't like the hot classes. I need a window.
I think where
open.
I am in some ways is I prefer workouts where I like one of my girlfriends who plays a lot of tennis. She's like, she has to be tricked into working out. I like that. I like to be tricked into working out.
Yeah.
And this class isn't that, but it was fine. I knew it was going to be hot, sweaty workout.
Because
probably.
You got in your head because it wasn't a trick because you knew
it was
going
to suck. We did it a couple years ago. We went to that same exact studio a couple years ago and it was an instructor that she loved. And it was so cute because we walked in, the instructor was like, oh my God, we have a celebrity here today. It was really cute. They were very welcoming of her and it was cool that they did such a nice job of making her feel special. So I know she's probably working at that place because it's a community. You know, you get to know the instructors and
does she live in the area?
Well, she lives in the suburbs. And so they have different locations or whatever.
Yeah,
so she specifically chose that instructor because she knew her from teaching a class previously. So it was cute. It was fun. But the other thing too was, you know, you're in a girls' weekend, it was 10 o'clock, you're a ball of sweat, then like go back to the room, shower. Blah, 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 blah. So it was.
Did everyone stay at your house or did you?
No, we rented
a hotel.
An Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
We went to an Airbnb. It was like 8 minutes from my house. It was really nice. For my girlfriends, actually for a fair amount of my people, my friends, not all of them, if I'm going to go on a trip, I want to be in luxury. You know, I don't want to go on the cheap all the time. I want to, if I'm going to spend a weekend, I don't want to stay in a place that's not as nice as my own house thing. So we stayed in this beautiful townhouse. It had tons of space. Nobody's sharing beds. Everybody had their own bed. So it was great. It was great. It was fun. We had a great time. Had some fantastic meals. And honestly, this month about friendship, it was like perfect timing because we haven't seen each other in 5 years. We have a text thread and we make an effort to reconnect here and there, but we really don't all get together as often as we should. As you know, we're all in that season of life where everyone's really busy. I think it's winding down.
Who was it?
Kathleen and?
Yeah, Kathleen, Jenny. Michelle, and so, Jenny. And yes, and Jen.
Five?
So there are six of us total.
Oh, Jenny and Jen.
So it was fun. We had a great time.
Awesome.
It just is really great to reconnect. We all get along so well. We really just enjoyed our time together. I think, honestly, we probably could have gone longer because some of it was it had been so long. We're just like catching up on everything that's happened in our lives.
Have you heard that? If you can't wait to get home, the vacation was too long. And if you wish it was longer, it was perfect.
Yes, it was perfect.
You know,
and we've already committed to getting together again next year. So if we can make it a more regular thing, it will be great.
Because Kathleen, now Michelle, is Michelle still in St. Louis-ish area? Where's Michelle? Wait, I'm way off. Where's Michelle?
No, yeah, she is. They're all, most of them are within driving
Michelle
distance.
Michelle and Kathleen are the only, is that driving distance? How far away is
everyone this? Was driving distance except Kathleen.
Except Kathleen, right. Yeah, that's awesome. We did Napa and I was nervous. It was a big party. Actually, someone said
was it still no flakers?
No, here's what's funny. Okay. Did a count 785 times. Someone backed out the last minute. Still 12. So that's funny. It was actually like 11 at the house. It was 11, but someone was going to drive in. So two people backed out.
Okay.
So it was going to be a lot more people. But anyway, I thought it was going to be like babysitting, but it was a really great group of people. We did share beds because there were 12 of us and we had a huge house. Not everyone shared. There were a lot of beds and stuff, but anyway.
And sharing, I mean, some people mind and some people don't. And I think like
everyone knew ahead of time. When there's 12, you have to share a bed unless you have an unlimited budget because you would need a 12. You know what I mean? I don't a 12 bedroom house if everybody had a bed. You know what I'm saying? Why you're making a weird face?
You just have to have 12 beds.
Right. In that area. I didn't find that there were like a lot of huge houses. It's like when we did Reno, there were like no huge houses. You know how some places like beach places and stuff have a ton of huge houses.
I mean, 12 is a
and
large
some
number.
Some of those book a year in advance, but we did have a beautiful house. It was beautiful. It was fine. Our backyard was like hills with cows. It was cool. And it rained the whole time and we knew it. And so we got in Friday. Really funny, mini debuck with the rental car. I have to laugh, but I had promised myself I was going to be chill, right? I'm going to be chill. I'm going to be a cog in the wheel. So we were at the airport quite a while, but I was like, whatever, who cares? We go to Costco. The only thing that like, it annoyed me, but whatever, is I don't like buying a lot of food for rentals because you throw it away.
You never finish the food. Yeah.
So of course, but Teresa's nieces came and they drove so they could take a lot of the food. But like, you know how I am. I feel like I'm low maintenance with food. And we had said that we were just going to do like a cheese spread and everything for a Friday night with wine. And then people were like, oh, we want to get a lasagna and salad and pasta. So it was just like so too much food that we just wasted. But it's fine. So that was totally fine. A lot. One of her friends who I love. Hey, Jamie. Jamie's listening. Anyways. We went to a dispensary and then I had an edible they never had before. Everyone's like, this is amazing. And that was really fun. That was a lot of fun because I'm not driving. I'm not doing anything. I don't care. It's legal in California. I don't get drug tested. Yeah. I'm not driving anywhere. So much fun. Then we had arranged on Saturday. I'm really glad that we had booked vineyards tastings. And so one of them moved us under a cover. So that was Wooden Valley Vineyard, which was really great. That was a great, I was going to plan on buying wine. because I had looked it up ahead of time. And because we were going to be in the Susan Valley, those are very small boutique vineyards. Like, it's not like you can go to the local liquor store and get it. It's not like we're going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Josh or.
Well, that's the thing that's nice about that whole area is you realize the good ones are the ones that are not open to the public.
Their grape. Their grape is the Petite Syrah in that area. So and so then the Blue Victorian, they had a room reserved for us and they said we could bring in all of our cheese and food and everything. They gave us a room because it was raining. A lot of people have semi-covered patio when it's like a gazebo, like slatted wood. Because it was raining, they moved us inside and they were very nice. And I got some wine there. And then we went to Oxbow Market, which is like an indoor market with little shops and a lot of little food, like restaurants and vendors and coffee. And I had a coffee that was delicious. And then we went to dinner and we had already, you know, made reservations for dinner. So it was all like beautifully run smoothly because we had an itinerary. And then on Sunday, we weren't leaving till later. And so I just Jessica personally, because there wasn't an itinerary and there were like, I don't know, five or six of us that went to downtown Berkeley. And it was raining in downtown Berkeley. That's fine. Wonderful. Great conversations. But like, if you were like, Jessica, what would have made it perfect? Either Sunday would have been like an itinerary or I would have just left early Sunday because it wasn't just, it was fine. Like, I would have had a perfect weekend if I would have ended up leaving early Sunday. But it was really great. It was a great crowd. I had so much fun. It was so perfect. You know, Teresa, you know, we lost her sister, Mary, coming up on a year. And so it was really great. I mean, everyone was struggling, but, you know, to not have Mary there, it was great that Teresa was with a good supportive group and could be vulnerable and talk about her grief. And Teresa has been on the podcast. She's one of eight and or nine. I always lose track. I'm going to say eight. She's seven of eight. And her sister was there. Her like ex-sister-in-law was there. Her
so there's a lot of family
there. So it was great. There was only one in the whole group that I had not met. And so I knew them more than I thought. And so anyways, that was wonderful. And it just makes you realize, depending on what you're doing, but like you were saying, it was always in my to-do to have a girls trip. And it's really not that big of a deal. Once you do it and you're just like, this wasn't that big of a deal, why don't we do it more often? I didn't feel like it was that much coordination. Did you feel like yours was like a huge coordination? I mean, once you pick a date and a place, you don't have to move mountains.
No, it's not. I don't feel like for the girls trip stuff, I don't feel a lot of stress about the coordination of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hardest part is just getting everyone to commit.
Right.
Whereas I told everybody, I was like, our plan is make the first trip, because it had been so long, make this first trip the path of least resistance. So since everybody but one person could drive in, can't complain about flying, can't add the travel time on that. So driving is easy. Everyone can set their own schedule. So that allowed everyone to come together. Because I was like, let's find a reason to get together and then realize how much we love being together. And then we can like take a bigger trip. Because the hard part is, let's go somewhere, everybody, sort of thing. So I think we're going to go. I think our plan is going to be to hit San Diego next time because Kathleen is there. And so I think part of this is, you know, trying to find easy. So up until we all had families, we always would do destinations. Went to Puerto Rico. We went to Puerto Vallarta, New Orleans, Austin, Texas. Like, we've hit a lot of these really fun places, which is great. But I think it tends to be a big thing where it's like because we're foodies. So it's like, we're going to stay somewhere nice. We want to eat at these restaurants. So like, somebody has to book all the reservations and all that stuff. Whereas I think now we're getting back into that a little bit, but like changing it up. And so I think we're trying to figure out, like, for a girls' trip, it's not just about going out and drinking, because nobody wants to drink that much anymore. We just want to talk and catch up. But like, we were saying how it's like finding an activity too with your friends.
Yeah.
Something that everybody wants to do. That was the other thing. So like, my friend who wanted to do the workout class, not everybody wanted to do that. And so that sort of gets a little bit awkward, you know? So I think finding something the next time where it's like, everybody is going to participate in something. So if you, somebody's dramatically against it, it worked out fine this time, but like next time, I think it's like, we're going to find activities.
And probably something that's new or familiar to everyone. So either like a salt lounge, or a hike or something. I don't know. Or something you've never done, like...
Sorry, what's a salt lounge?
Aromatherapy tasting. or smelling, sniffing. I don't know. A salt lounge is, you know, like Himalayan sea salt.
Okay.
They're called salt cave, salt lounge. They're everywhere. Here, the ones I've been to, it's like Himalayan sea salt all over the floor. The walls are like bricks made of Himalayan sea salt. And they just have a lot of healing properties, a lot for people with breathing issues, respiratory issues.
So you just sit in there allergies. For a period of time?
Mm-hmm, they're all different. So the one I went to, we sat in for a period of time. They'll do sound bowl meditation in them. They'll do yoga in them.
Okay.
You can have a massage in them, mm-hmm. or you can just sit and chat in them. So yeah, we're actually going to go this week, I think, with Carrie and Teresa, I think.
I think we're talking about maybe doing some kayaking or something out of the ocean if we just do San Diego.
Yeah.
So hiking too.
Yeah, we did. I had my trainer give me body weight workouts. I did no workout Friday, and then I worked out Saturday, Sunday, and Rhonda worked out with me. Teresa, Mary, Rhonda, and I would go to club sport like every day when Dominic was like 1, 2, and 3. And we would do all these different workouts. And then we did boot camps, did all kinds of stuff. I haven't been hanging out with Rhonda forever. Rhonda's so interesting and fun to talk to. She just retired as a, what's the term, like a guard in our jail, which I can't think of the term.
Like a warden? Parole officer?
Yeah, like a warden, but I can't think of what they're called. A something officer. I have a friend whose husband does that. But
correction.
Anyways, corrections officer. Yeah. She works in the corrections facility. So she bought her, you know, people that have those type jobs, like police and fire department stuff, you can buy out your time. I don't know if you're aware of that. So like, let's say you have to put in 30 years to retire. You can buy 5 years. Let's say it's like, oh, for $25,000, you can buy 5 years and retire 5 years early or whatever. So she bought out time. She retired. She loves traveling. She traveled all over the world. Her daughter works for United. So she decided, she was like, I think I'm going to do that. So she is now a flight attendant just so she can fly all over. And she wants to share. I asked her how it was, and she said she loves it, but she wants to find another retired person and share a month. So they have to work 12 days a month, but she would like to share and then just work 6 days a month. So
I think that's really awesome. And one of the things that I think about when I retire would be a travel agent. There are some like franchises even you can buy into for like 10 grand or something.
Yeah.
And then you get all these discounts for travel.
You do. So one of Justin's partners' wife was a travel agent. And then also they would get comped places. So she would give reviews. Like there was just a lot of inside stuff she could get. But no, that was fun to work out with Rhonda because we used to do boot camp.
It's fun sometimes when you're with a group. A couple of years ago, my girlfriend Brooke turned 50 and we had an amazing time. We went to Key West and it was, I don't know, 10 of us. And I knew almost everyone except for some of them, but I didn't know them well. And some of them I didn't know well. And we had such a wonderful trip. And it really solidified a group of ladies who were all good friends, and we really try to stay connected. We don't get together, or like sometimes everyone coordinates stuff and I haven't been able to get together with them, but I love hanging out with them. And you find that whenever people who are in a similar season as you, it's easier to connect, or somebody you have more things in common, and it's fun to make new friends, and they're like branched out from the friends you already had. Those are always, to me, those are always really fun.
Yes,
trips.
And I was joking around, but I was a baby on the trip because I was one of the few under 50. So I kept Teresa was like, you know, what do you want to do for your 50th? And I was like, it's so far away, Teresa. I don't even know what I want to do, you know. But I was going to say, it makes me think about sister wives. I don't know if you felt that way, but like, oh my gosh, when I've stayed with women before, you know, someone just gets up and starts making, they're like, I'm making breakfast, you know, and then someone makes
coffee.
Somebody
cleans up. Yeah.
And then they're cleaning and you all just do like a little bit.
Everybody picks up. Yeah.
And everyone picks up the slack and we were like cleaning and everything. And I just love that because you're just like, man, I was just with all these like powerful, high functioning, amazing women.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun.
Well, it's also great to be, I don't know, I think like this girls trip for me was so wonderful because I think we all have arrived in some way. And I don't know if that's the beauty of being in this midlife phase where it's like you're at a point where everyone's accomplished in a lot of ways what they want to, or we're at the height of our careers in a lot of ways, or at the height of what we want to get out of life in a lot of ways. So nobody's unhappy trying to keep up with the Joneses thing or keep up with this vision of what they want, right? Everyone's sort of like okay with who they are, and being able to be authentic and to feel, you know, that I think gets into the book of the month about friendship, but being able to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. being able to know it's a safe space, all those things that to me just really, really like deepen friendships.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding to have that connection. And yeah, it's great to spend time with amazing women.
Yeah, I think so too. I think no one was afraid to be vulnerable over on the trip. And so that's how you can just get to know people and build intimacy. So it was really great. And also, I know it's great too when you and I talk about that we are at a spot in parenthood where it's just much simpler to leave, you know, than it used to be. And I was even thinking like, oh my gosh, in April, Gabby's going to be driving and that's going to make things a lot easier too for going out of town, right? Because she'll have her own transportation and can help out. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we both had girls trips. It was good.
Yeah. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.